With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a second wave of electronic device explosions in Lebanon today. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reports the device explosions in Lebanon are widely believed to be a complex Israeli attack.
Israel certainly has the expertise to do something like this. Its Mossad spy agency is known for daring operations behind enemy lines. It has strong intelligence capabilities as well as strong technological capabilities. What experts are saying is that this shipment of pagers most likely was targeted before it was delivered. Somebody in the supply chain managed to get to these pagers and rig them with very small explosives before they were sent to Hezbollah. So that would require a party capable of infiltrating Hezbollah, knowing who's involved in these shipments, and knowing that these pagers were going to be delivered to Hezbollah operatives.
Israel's defense minister declared a new phase of war against Hezbollah. The House is scheduled to vote today on Speaker Mike Johnson's spending proposal. His plan links the funding of the federal government for the new budget year with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Speaker Johnson says non-citizens must not be allowed to vote in federal elections.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they could throw an election. They could throw the majority of the House. It could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff. And that's why we're going to do the right thing. We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by an unusually large half point. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 103 points, the Nasdaq dropped 54, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. Late-term abortions are happening in this country.
In her recent debate with former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That is not happening." But in Minnesota, home state of her running mate Tim Walz, the Department of Health reports there have been at least 6 reported abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy and 19 cases of babies who were born alive and left to die between 2015 and 2021. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A political committee behind the campaign to pass a constitutional right to abortion in Florida has filed a lawsuit against a state health care agency. The American Civil Liberties Union and Southern Legal Counsel are suing because Florida's Agency for Health Care Administration is defending the state's current abortion ban. Voters in the state will consider a referendum in November that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street wavered near its records after the Federal Reserve kicked off its efforts to prevent a recession with a bigger-than-usual cut to interest rates. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% after a day of bobbing higher and lower. The Dow fell 0.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.3%. Because the Fed's first cut to interest rates in 4 years was so well telegraphed, the markets had already moved so much in anticipation of it. Wall Street ended up on a losing note after the half-point interest rate cut. The Dow was down 103 points to close at 41,503. The Nasdaq lost 54 to 77,573. The S&P 500 dropping 16 to 5,618. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.